Welcome to the Ziegler Inspire Podcast.
Ziegler Inspire Podcast.
Welcome to Zig Ziglar's Inspire Podcast. I'm your host, Blake Lindsay. Today we are going to listen to some sales training from Mr. Ziegler because professional salespeople need to know how to ask the correct questions so that we can become aware of the prospect's needs and have the prospect aware of their needs. This sets us up to become the solution provider. Turn it up at least a notch and I'll be back in a few minutes. We'll listen to Zig Ziglar together.
I'm a foodie and I enjoy learning about the process that brings great foods and beverages from idea to the table. And then I like tasting them and learning the nuances of what creates the most significant tastes from coffee to cheese to distilled beverages. I did a tequila tasting in Mexico and recently bourbon, Heaven Hill Bottled in Bond Bourbon. It really impressed me from the story to the taste. I grew up in Kentucky where horse racing and bourbon are famous and I got introduced to Heaven Hill Bottled in Bond Bourbon. It's produced by Heaven Hill Distillery, which has been and still remains family-owned since 1935, and I'm impressed with the bourbon's ultra-rich, smooth taste, and right on the bottle, it states that this bourbon is 7 years old, which is actually three times longer than what's required to be certified as bottled in bond. I feel with beverages, the longer the prep, the better the taste. Being a bottled in bond product means it must pass a list of seven requirements that set the standard for this quality bourbon. So look for it at your local store. Heaven Hill reminds you to think wisely and drink wisely.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Recently, I had difficulty with one of my tires, so I went into the tire store to get it replaced. Much to my chagrin, the service attendant identified a small problem with one of the other tires, which indicated the front end was out of alignment. He explained that if I did not correct the alignment, I would soon be replacing yet another tire. Needless to say, realigning the front end of my car cost money, but the investment actually saved me additional cost in the future. The attendant, that is, the salesperson, did not cause the problem. He simply identified the problem and offered a solution, which is exactly what the professional does. We don't create problems. We identify them and offer solutions through our goods and services. If you are fortunate enough to sell a product or service which people want and need, and you believe they need and want it, even if they are not yet convinced, you are on your way to sales success. A salesperson armed with integrity, a product he or she believes in, and the desire to get this product into the hands of as many people as possible is a powerful force with which to deal, and even more powerful when you add persuasion skills to the sales arsenal. How do we uncover wants and needs? I'm glad you asked. With a proper probing effort, you can discover exactly what the needs of the prospect are. Each of us, living and breathing human beings, has a bundle of needs and wants. Often these are masked by symptoms. The salesperson who sells to symptoms fails to make sales and does not understand why, or has sales fall out, come back, or returned, whichever term you might use for losing sales, commissions, and the chance to help a prospect. Outstanding sales professionals do their homework and discover background information on companies and often do this before making the sales call, especially if they sell a high-ticket item or specialize in significant repeat business. Regardless of how you do your homework or how much homework you might do, the probing is eventually done with the client or prospect. Again, no matter what product or service, the same basic probing principles apply. Probing begins with asking questions. You must develop an attitude of curiosity and sincere interest in the answers to your questions. Step two is need awareness. In the need awareness step, there are two distinct parts. In the first place, the salesperson must have clearly identified one or more specific needs that he or she can clearly articulate. In the second place, the prospect must understand that there is a need and the specifics of the need. You get started in need awareness in the same way you began need analysis, by asking questions. But need awareness is difficult because to ask questions that cause both you and the prospect to understand the needs and wants, the salesperson is required to think. Now the reason this is difficult is that us sales folks are often so intent on getting the sale that we stop thinking. Or we think about the result we want to the detriment of the process we must go through to achieve that result. A successful salesperson must be able to listen carefully to what the prospect says and what the prospect is saying. For example, the real estate prospect might say, "I do not like this location. It's too far from my job. It's in the wrong neighborhood. It's too close or too far from the school. It's the most expensive house on the block," or a variety of other things. But what the prospect might really be saying is, "I know very little about the real estate market. I'm not tuned in to what financing is available. Or I frankly cannot tell if the home is really well built or simply appearance built." The sensitive and knowledgeable real estate person would gently probe and discover the obvious as well as the not so obvious objections. Perhaps one of the great unspoken objections is the fear of loss factor, which is significantly greater than the desire for gain. It enters every person's mind, especially when they're contemplating a major purchase, such as a home, which for most people is the biggest individual purchase they will ever make. The salesperson could reassure the prospect by either sharing the very latest building inspection on the property or encouraging the prospect to have their own inspector look over the property to make sure it is structurally sound. A very recent market survey for that neighborhood can assure them that the price is fair. Step 3 in our 4-step formula that fits all sales products and services is need solution. This is the step where you present your product. Now is the time to stop asking questions and begin presenting solutions to needs. Here is the key point. You spent 2 phases of the professional sales process discovering and tuning in to needs and wants. So don't lead with your product at this point. Now, I can just hear some of you saying, "Now, wait a minute, Ziegler. You just said it was time to present the product. I've spent months learning my sales presentation. You spend all this time telling me that I've got to find the prospect's needs, become aware myself, and make them aware. We finally get to the part where I can present my product or service, which is, after all, the reason I'm making the sales call, and now you tell me not to lead with product. Explain yourself, man." "All right, I will. Let me ask you a series of trick questions. Now, I did say they were designed to be misleading, so consider yourself warned. Have you ever purchased a bed, a new outfit, an automobile, an insurance policy, a copier for the office, a training program, a set of audio tapes, a book? Let me submit to you that not one of you hearing this recording has ever bought any of these items. What you did buy was a good night's sleep, the way you look and feel in a particular outfit, transportation, protection for your family with savings and investment advantages, increased communication and organization for the office, added productivity, more information, a fundamental sales program that will help you to be even more successful in your sales career. None of us buy products. We all buy products of the product, which are called benefits or need solutions. In short, we don't buy what the product is. We buy what the product does for us. Important. We never lead with product. We lead with need. Everyone listens to the same radio station, according to my friend and fellow sales trainer, Don Hudson. Don says, and I agree completely, that every one of us listens to radio station WII-FM, and those call letters stand for "What's in it for me?" We must relate to the prospect in terms of need, not in terms of product. Communications consultant Nick Daly has done some contract work for our organization. It had been several months since any of us had seen him, and several people noticed that there was something different about Nick when he returned to help us with a particular project. We eventually realized he was wearing braces on his teeth. Finally, someone's curiosity led him to ask Nick why he wanted braces. Nick's answer contains an important lesson about WIIFM and leading with need. He responded, "I don't want braces. I want straight teeth." Please don't waste your time and the prospect's time telling them what the product is. Tell them what it can do and why it will do it for them. The fourth step in our process is need satisfaction. Here is the most important step the salesperson can take when it comes to helping others. If you have a sincere desire to help other people, if you truly believe in your product or service, if you honestly want the prospect to benefit, and if you really expect to benefit financially from your hard work and effort, then you must remember AAFTO, always ask for the order. In this session, Sell by Design, Not by Chance, you have been presented a teaching lesson for the beginning salesperson and a review of fundamentals for the experienced salesperson. If you are in a slump in selling or not getting off to as fast a start as you had hoped, these words will help you identify basic errors.
I hope that if you are new to the sales profession, that you heard something in this sales podcast that will help you today in your sales presentations. If you are an experienced salesperson, it is so important to remember the basics of a good sales presentation and be reminded to stay on track. Join us again for another inspiring podcast. This is Blake Lindsay encouraging you to live your life to the fullest. Inspiring true performance. Hey, Ziegler podcasters, this is Blake Lindsay, and I want to offer you a special bonus of some great Ziegler material in a downloadable format just like you're used to with the Ziegler Inspire podcast. Just go to Ziegler.com/podcast bonus, and you'll find a free download, 60 minutes long, of Zig's finest stories, and a free download of Zig's most inspirational quotes. This is our way of showing you some gratitude and saying thank you for listening to the Ziegler Inspire podcast. We appreciate you. Go to Ziegler.com/podcast bonus.